Joining us today on Straight Talk 1400 is an author, Rectalk Ross, and she wrote the book Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story. How are you, Rectalk?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. What an intriguing book. What a interesting slice of life. Tell us about your title character and the situation she's in.
Yeah, absolutely. Prodigal, it's a coming-of-age story. It's about a teenager. Her name is Lexi Quinn. She's forced to move halfway across the country from her hometown in Atlanta to Texas after her mother's diagnosed with cancer. Throughout the story, Lexi really has to go through a lot of life's changes. She has to adjust to a new school, new friends. There's bullying. She even has a new love to deal with, all while coping with her mother's illness. At the end of the book, she really winds up turning to God and to faith to help make it through all of those struggles. So it's really a story about change and faith and what grounds us in life. And I think it's something everyone can really relate to.
And in Atlanta, she just had it, like, set up right. You know, she was right where she wanted to be, you know, like, editor of the paper. That she was going to, you know, all these things were just starting to come about. And all of a sudden, boom, you know, we're moving, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't you hate it when life throws you a curveball like that? But that's why it's so important. And that's really kind of the moral of the book. So important to have something there that really, you know, structures you to have a compass in life that whatever comes your way, you're able to handle.
So who did you write this for? Because I know a lot of young adults, teens, will enjoy this, but others will too.
Yeah, absolutely. So the book was written, it's a young adult, so the real target audience is going to be teenagers anywhere from, you know, 13 up through 19. But it's a really clean read, you know, for a parent. You don't have to worry about any controversial topics or, you know, drugs or sex. And so I think it's safe to give it to your 12-year-old, 11, even 10. But I've actually had some great experiences with other people picking up the book. I've had people my age, you know, grandparents pick it up. And it seems like there's just so much in this book that's universal and relatable that people of all ages, different genders, different walks of life, different religions have all found something within Lexi that they really you know, appreciate and can, you know, relate to.
Again, the name of the book is Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story. As far as literature for young adults, you know, we had the whole Harry Potter thing and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some Hunger Games stuff.
Twilight.
Twilight was huge. What is going on there as far as that's concerned? Do you have to have a werewolf or something in the middle of this, or, you know, or be able to cast some spells, or can you do some
absolutely. That's really, you know, one of the drivers for me for writing Prodigal. I read a ton of books, and I also, my boyfriend has two teenage girls, and, you know, we like to read stuff that we pick up at the bookstore that's a love story, great romance. Sometimes there's a vampire or a werewolf, but at the end of the day, we've all found that when we're done with the book, it's almost like a cheap thrill. Like, it was a fun adventure, but none of us really learned anything about ourselves or what our beliefs are. And that's so important in our culture and society today to really understand, you know, what is your purpose? What makes you you? What is it that, you know, makes you wake up at the beginning of the day and go to sleep at the end of the day? And there's just not a lot of books out there, especially in